Well, we should be standing up for each other as Christians and not tearing one another down. And we also should be proclaiming that God is on our side. There's more with us than be with him. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and guide. There's none to fear when he is near, though fierce the conflict may be. We'll never give in the fight against sin. With Christ, there's victory. There's more with us than be with him. Lord, open our eyes to see. The mountains around with chariots abound. We're trusting alone in thee. The devil may boast and marshal his host and fight in the battle array, but with Christ in the lead, we're sure to succeed. We're certain he's won the day. Good morning, Facebook. Today is the 30th of October 2020. It's Friday morning here, and it's good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentations 3:26. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? I said in my haste, I am cut off before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. Psalm 31:22 and Psalm 77:9. Shall not God avenge his own elect which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Luke 18:7-8, Proverbs 20:22, Psalm 37:7. Let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Well, sometimes we look around us and we get discouraged. It seems as though the whole world is coming against us. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. John 6:68. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. O, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, from whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Philippians 3:8-9. Well, this morning, I hope that these verses have been helpful to encourage you and realize that God will avenge his own elect. He has already suffered and died on the cross. He's already rose again from the dead. He has already ascended back to heaven. He's seated at the right hand of God, and he will return soon in power and glory and put his enemies under his feet. And all of his people will be ushered into the new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven. And we will be seated at the marriage supper of the Lamb, celebrating the victory of Jesus Christ. We are not worthy to be recipients of his grace. We have done nothing to merit his favor. It was not my choice that Christ should die for such a wretched, worthless worm as I. It was not my choice that his Father would choose me to be predestinated into adoption for eternity. It was not my choice that Christ would show me love and leave the ivory palaces from his kingdom from above. It was not my choice nor my will, but Christ that showed mercy, and he did fulfill all that his Father required. Christ said, "Peace, be still." I'm glad that Christ showed mercy to his people. And I'm glad to know that he is an unchanging, merciful, and loving God. Why would Christ care for a sinner like me? Why would he love me before the foundation of the world? Why would he suffer and die on the cross? Why would he pay such a tremendous cost? Why would he promise to come again for me? Why would he send a comforter while I await his return? Why would he love me forever and never from me turn? He did it because he loved me, not because of any good that I would do or have done. He did it because the Father gave me to his Son. He did it because of an eternal pact, the victory he has won. This love I will never fully grasp or understand, but love answers the why. It was his eternal plan. All glory goes to our Savior and King. For it was to us he did salvation bring. May the good Lord be with you today. And he is not silent. He has shown himself in many magnificent ways. And let us proclaim his victory and give him praise. God bless.